This is HMS All Access.
Welcome to another episode of HMS All Access, your backstage pass to the country's top morning show. I'm your host, Charlie Wolf, and on this week's episode, we get a recap of John's vasectomy, another edition of This Week in HMS History, time machines, internet commenters, and hating the WNBA. But first, here's a clip from last Wednesday.
Now, do they ever do any school stuff? Seems like they're always watching symphonies and dancing and painting.
Yeah,
like,
they do.
Let's learn them.
They got art class.
Let's turn this learning derby up just a little bit and get some history involved.
I thought they were supposed to draw Jesus
on her third
all
year
the time.
Violin.
Yeah, why aren't they? Yeah, exactly. I mean, none of this is going to apply in life.
She can fiddle.
Eh, throw all that out. Does she know anything about history, math? Do
yeah,
some school
she
work,
does.
For Christ's sake. Never put that up in an art museum. And what's a Christian school doing with art, for God's sakes?
Love it.
No, they're the ones that want to defund all that.
No.
Right-wing crazies.
Yeah.
Yeah, they are. They're the ones that always
well,
say no
not
art
at
in school.
This school.
Private
right
school,
there.
That's why, because you can pay for it. The good ones. Get rid of music and art. And then you send them to a right-wing school, and they're playing viola and rolling around the art museum all day long. It's the people they hate, they hang out with all day. Artists and musicians.
So confusing.
It is confusing. The religious right schools put a violin in a kid's hand and give him a paintbrush. I don't like it. I don't like it one bit.
They're making young liberals.
That's right. There they are. They're creating young little liberal artists. I'm not sure what just happened there. I think I broke something. Anyway, a lot of stuff's broken this morning. And
I had a good chat with Drew.
Yeah, we had Drew Hutchinson from one of our digital department things. He came up with a couple of good theories of why we're off the air. We're not sure what's going on. I'm going to lean towards ISIS. ISIS
dun, dun, dun.
Or KNIX saboteurs, but we don't know what's happening right now, so we've been off the air. We're going to try to take over the KDKB studios, and because nobody's listening to that anyway. So Ian's going to be on and try to get Ian talking. Maybe we can not tell Ian we're off the air and go, hey, Ian, let's do a switcheroo and just see what happens.
Sabotage. Are we allowed to talk about it?
Ooh.
What's sabotage? On the station. Going
oh,
off the
yeah,
air.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, that shit.
Yeah,
how'd you
let's
forget
talk about
the
sabotage.
We can talk about it. This is a podcast no one listens
yeah,
to.
Yeah, nobody's
going to
check this.
Okay. Yeah, well, I didn't know if we're allowed to talk
court.
About it or not.
I'll deny I was ever even in here. This is just good editing.
It's okay. Charlie's podcast anyway.
Yeah.
It's your
yeah,
podcast.
Your
wait, don't
ass.
Put this on me.
It's the Charlie Wolf podcast.
That's so wait, can we talk about this or not?
Like, what, the yeah, horrible
sure,
sabotage?
I'm
horrible sabotage.
It happened here. It happened in Sweden. It happened in Bowling Green. I don't know why you're so surprised.
Who do you think did it?
We know.
Well, we
who
know
did
who
it.
Did it. The guy got arrested.
See, I didn't know this.
Well, then do your research.
Yeah, Jesus Christ. Poor research. Okay.
No, it's some dude was arrested, but the thing we're not allowed to talk about was a few of the things he had said. There were things said that made you believe he did this intentionally. This wasn't just a random act of smashing stuff up.
Brady's hot.
Yeah. So I fucked Brady. Yeah. I fucked Uncle Dave. And I'm scared. I thought he said he loved me.
Would you think yeah. he was hired by another station?
I wouldn't put it past
yeah.
any of the other pieces of shit stations in this city to have done.
Oh, I wouldn't you. Even put it past some of the other stations in this building.
Oh, look you're at, talking about KDKB.
Oh, Kemp right there, maybe? Yeah. I don't know.
Well, it is true. Maybe the KDKB has something to do with it because Ian from England.
Blame the immigrant.
Blame the immigrant.
Yeah, always. We've got how many foreign people in this building?
One.
How long has he been here?
I don't know.
How many times has our station
too
gone
long.
Off the air? I totally hear you. Our station's gone off the air completely one time.
Lawyer up.
Yeah, that's alphabetical.
I mean, the static on KUPD, though, was still better than everything else that was going on
I
in the morning. I drove in just waiting for the signal to come
right.
back.
I had a bunch of people tell me that. It's like I kept checking in to see, are they back? Are they
yeah,
back?
When are they going to come back?
Yeah, it's like it's going to pop on any second now. And we never did for five hours.
What is our next step for revenge?
Well, revenge is success, and that's why they wanted to take us down in the first place. So all of the radio stations are being lapped by us anyway, so they can fuck themselves. We'll beat you in the ratings with only 4 days of your five. You get 5 days, we'll give you a head start of one day.
This podcast
we'll
will beat them.
This podcast is already better.
And you're here.
Yeah, and you're hosting it.
Shocking.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, this should be shit, but this is the second best show on Phoenix Air.
So are you, like, flattered in a way that
completely.
Someone would go out of the way?
We need to wear this as a badge of honor. The only way to take us out of the equation is not to beat us with ability or product. It's to tear down our ability to broadcast.
You will not break us.
You can't.
You won't break our spirit.
We'll just come back stronger.
Yeah. Every day we're here.
Yeah.
5:45-ish a.m.
That's right.
You are listening to HMS All Access on Podcast One.
The other thing I wanted to get into, talking like an internet commenter.
Oh, yeah.
That was hilarious this morning. You were doing it.
I have a feeling we're headed down a path where it's like, no, Charlie, I don't think that's right. And you would say, well, I stand by what I say. My next comment, if the internet comments are any precursor to our future, is, fuck you, your mother's a whore. Fuck you, you look like you threw up on yourself. Hashtag fuck you, unfollow.
Yeah.
That's what I'll say to you face to face. Because that's how people talk to each other on the internet now.
Like, yeah, I'm just imagining like two people having like a conversation and then someone just walk in, just start commenting and
just
firing
hammer.
Shots.
Right. And just go in and troll people out loud in a restaurant. Hey, fat ass, what's up, fuckface? Probably shouldn't eat that. And just walk by as a live internet troll and see how long it lasts. Here, I'll even click on the first story I see. Fixer Upper. It's the show on HGTV. It's a story about, are they going to leave Waco, Texas? So the first comment, LGBT 4321, cue it up. Time to bash our president now. Fuck you. I'm allowed to be confused about this.
What does that even mean?
Well, they're very concerned about Chip and Joanna Gaines leaving Waco and taking Fixer Upper somewhere else. Let a snowflake liberal cry all he wants. If I catch a man in a bathroom with my wife or daughters while I'm done, he's finally going to be in the proper sex when I'm finished with him.
Wow.
These are comments about a television show switching locations.
And it got into the bathroom law thing somehow.
Yeah, I don't know. You homophobic fuck. Scared
oh
of
God.
Transgenders? Fuck you. You secretly want to hit one, don't you? I bet you want to sleep with a dude. Fuck you. Ha ha ha. This is how people talk to each other on the internet.
Right.
About Chip and Joanna Gaines show leaving Waco.
Imagine that in real life. Just people exchanging words like that in real life. And then blocking people or unfollowing them.
Now, Charlie, I went down four comments. Four comments before it turned into, somehow or another, turned into transsexual bathrooms.
How? Yeah.
I have no clue how that happened. The Iowa pig farmer to Senator Grassley, you're going to create one big death panel by repealing Obamacare. Looks like a first thing. Fuck that liberal fuck.
Oh, my God.
This is how they talk to each other. Totally, Trumpster. Way to go. Obamacare can be replaced by orangutan care with your stupid orange president. It will all backfire. Fuck you. The world's coming to an end thanks to Trump.
Yeah. Trumpster. I like that
Trumpster's
one, actually.
That's pretty good. So that's what we're dealing with. So why not just implement that in day-to-day conversation?
Right. Like, could that actually become
it's
the
It's going
world?
To be the way we talk. Like, you and I will go to PETA Jungle later, and I'm like, oh, what are you going to have, Charlie? And I don't know. I like the hummus. Hummus? Hummus is for faggots. Which bathroom are you going to use? Fuck you. Unfollow. That's how we'll talk to each other. We'll be set off. I'm always blown away at the internet comments how quickly people are set off. They are so quickly, like, turned by one person disagreeing with them that their world collapses. So I think that's the way I'm going to start treating everybody who disagrees with me.
The only thing that's stopping it is people are pussies and they won't come out from behind their computer screens.
Right. Well, it's computer muscles. We've always had that.
Yeah.
And it's proof that we would do it if we were tougher. But like in your car, when somebody cuts you off, you're an internet troll. You'll scream out, I hope your mother dies, bitch, motherfucker.
Oh, my God.
And it's just a guy that got in your way. It never, ever will be face to face. Ever. How in the world are we in a society where people complain and bitch about how they're talked to all the time and internet comments are what they are? See, that's the thing where you lose me. I'm not liberal or conservative. I'm in the middle somewhere. But I'm completely lost on the whole anti-bullying or you can't talk. We have to have a more precious society that speaks to each other more. It's never going to happen. And the more you say, just be kind and don't fall, the more power you give the loudmouth. Kindness has never been the majority. It has never been the thing that everybody sits back and says, my God, the world is so good. With a few minor outliers, the world is really nice right now.
HMS All Access Podcast 1.
The WNBA is about to fall.
What?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yes.
You called for this before.
There's some beef. There's some beef.
Finally, a cog inside the WNBA. Has quit the WNBA early because she said, it's impossible to be a heterosexual player in this league. I've been bullied. I've had it. I'm done. 98% of these frauds
sexually
are lesbian. They bother you the whole time with it. When they find out, or if you're open about your straightness, then they
you're a pariah.
Yeah, you're a pariah. They beat you up all the time.
You like dicks?
And yeah, exactly. And they like, and then they'll curse you. They call you bitch. That becomes your name on the team. You're thrown around on the court. She said most of these guys realize that no one's watching the league, so their biggest attempt is to be more like the men's league, which means they get physical and start cussing and trying to look more like men and act more like men. She goes, that's why the league's failing.
Who's
so
this player?
I got to find her name. She's a good player, too. She was the third overall pick. She plays for the Minnesota Lynx. And her name is, hang on here.
She attractive?
Candace Wiggins. She's decent. 98% of WNBA is gay. And I was bullied the entire time for being straight. I had a contract with 2 more years on it, and I walked away.
So she's not even going to make the WNBA All-Star Weekend?
That's
see who
in
wins the layup contest?
August. Yeah. She said, it's not
pretty
even...
hot. She's
yeah, she looks good. She said, it's not even watched. Our values diminished. It can be quite hard. I didn't like the culture inside the WNBA. Without revealing too much, it was too toxic, and my spirit was being broken. Being heterosexual and straight, I voiced my vocal, or I was vocal in my identity as a straight woman, and it became huge. I'd say 98% of the girls in WNBA are gay. It was a conformist type place. There was a whole different set of rules the other players could apply on me.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a big article, the New York Post.
It's awesome. Because that group of people that want to be accepted were stomping the one girl that wasn't like them out.
That's a flamethrower right there.
It's huge. It's
nobody's going to want to talk to you from the WNBA.
Nope, the end of the WNBA. But you know what's going to happen?
That's
is,
not the end of
yes,
the
it is, because if they start bashing that, then she's going to get more time on TV. She's a controversial figure. So ESPN will finally start. And all you're going to hear about is how crappy it is. Mm. It'll be great. It's the first cause.
You think this opens the door?
Opens the door. Finally, nobody's watching this goddamn thing. It's a zero rating. And one of their own players said, look, it could.
ESPN is stuck with it because they signed the deal with the NBA.
Because they're with the NBA.
So they have to play some games.
Part of the $1 billion thing is to play our games. Oh, nuts. So now the story is the accepting community of lesbians hates the straight girl so much that they drummed her out. Because all they want is acceptance for their lifestyle, unless it's different than theirs.
I wanted to sort of talk your hate of women's sports.
Oh, let's go.
You were very passionate about it on the air today.
Now, I don't hate women's sports. I hate unsuccessful sports that are propped up because of gender. So
it's not actually just hating women that women are playing basketball. It's
I do hate that, as it turns out. I'm not against it. Like, I gave it, like, okay, let's see what these girls can do. And then you discovered that the product is so bad. But then you realized hating it, you were automatically labeled as a bigot. It's a perfect example of people saying, I just don't like that. Oh, you hate it because it's women. It's like, no. Have you watched it? It's fucking terrible. And it's awful only in regard to the fact that they're comparing themselves to a product like the NBA, which has been around 50, 60 years ahead of it. So it can't possibly be as good, but they're acting like it is. And it's not college girls basketball is better than pro girls basketball. And it has had zero success, and it keeps getting more and more, you know, push.
It's odd that you're this passionate about it, because most guys I feel like are just like, I don't care, I don't watch it, I'm not going to watch
it. That's the problem. Indifference breeds more of this shit. So the more indifferent you are, the faster a WNFL's coming your way. And people are like, well, you didn't seem to make too much stink of it. If we don't make noise about how bad the WNBA is, or there aren't a few voices out there like Jim Rome, me, a whole bunch of guys who are like, what a catastrophe, and keep that ball in the air, then they'll just go, they're indifferent. We can appease this and fleece some people. Women should hate the WNBA the most. It's everything women hate, and everything feminists hate is that it wouldn't be a thing without men. These cute girls go out there and play the game because the guys pay for it.
Is it one of those things, do you think, like, you could go play in the WNBA? Because I don't think that.
I played Michelle Timms in a charity game once and kept up. I wasn't good in any. I'm not saying I'm better than the girls of the WNBA.
Because those girls are skilled at basketball. They are good at basketball.
That's the argument that never happens with men's sports. I remember talking about girls' softball. And I was sitting there going, oh, it's just annoying. It's screaming and yelling, and it's a pointless sport, and everybody barking the whole time. And, answer like that. Blah, 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 blah. Or whatever. So this girl comes, I played college softball. I would strike you out. I'm like, if I ever bitched about the Detroit Tigers starting five, do you think any of them would call and go, I could strike you out? I should fucking hope so. You're calling yourself a professional athlete. I think I can think you suck at what I'm watching, but it doesn't make me better than you. But a girl's argument is always, you lose to her. Yeah, I'm not saying she's calling herself a pro athlete. I'm saying the product sucks. And so when a woman calls and says, you'd lose to those ladies, I'm like, I would hope that a 44-year-old disc jockey would not stand a chance against anyone saying I'm a professional athlete. It would never happen. It would just never happen. But they get so mad when someone doesn't like their product because it's women that they have to remind you, Charlie Wolf, out of shape guy who doesn't play sports, that they could beat you. I would hope so. Yeah. If that's your standard for quality, beating a middle-aged, bald, fat guy, I guess you're better than me. If that's all you're shooting for, that's a pretty low bar.
That was kind of a mean description of me, but okay.
Well, no, I was talking about me
that
and
hurt.
You.
Like, where really you're kind of, that kind of hurt my feelings
the walls,
a bit.
Charlie,
but I know, but you know, I don't need you to yell it at me. I can read.
Can you read?
Barely.
Because clearly you're not reading the ingredients.
That's all. That's great.
HMS All Access Podcast 1. HMS All Access Podcast 1.
And we're just a few short days away from me being completely sterilized. You're welcome, Earth. It is the first show post-vasectomy. Videos were up on Facebook, but go f*** yourself, Mark Zuckerberg, and some fat Linda who can't handle medical science without getting her vag factory all blown up and wet.
I can't watch this. It's a ball sack. That's salacious.
You don't know. It was a woman. Maybe it was some dude.
It was a woman.
Gross. Scared the crap out of him.
Dudes don't complain. Yeah, he'd have to be a real sissy to make a Facebook complaint. Men don't complain about that. Real ones. And it's not for everybody. Eric doesn't love his wife enough. She wants him to do it now, and he's telling us off the air, never going to do that for her.
You're a pain in my ass.
That's right.
You're causing strife throughout Phoenix, John,
I'm
with this video.
I'm fixing it.
Relationship strife. Because I had it.
Eric.
I had it all taken care of. We've discussed it, and it was in her head. Eric's never going to do it. She tells everybody, yeah. Eric will never do it. Oh, he's selfish.
That's right.
He doesn't love me.
He does not love me.
Now I got to deal with it again.
Think of this. How many people may do this because I did it that would have had just the stupidest kids of all time? Think of how many dumb ghoul babies I may have stopped just by putting that video up on Facebook and having them going, doesn't look so bad, and get my wife off my ass. Think about that. How many dumb ghoul babies that your daughter may have fallen for? Think of that.
Wow.
Yeah. Think of that.
She's six.
Yeah. No. I know. But think of it.
Ways away.
How old is your wife?
I don't know. Like 40-something.
She's older than you, right?
Yeah.
It can happen. Maybe your daughter follows in her footsteps, marries some kid 5-6 years younger than her. Would have been stopped by a ghoul who said, you know what? I'm doing it.
I don't think there's any 11 or 12-year-olds that are getting
Brett Messley is having, a lot of sex with a lot of strange whores. His eyes have been opened by my vasectomy to go, I need to do this. Because the last
maybe he'll decide Vesley, to
he needs
have
to.
A little Vesley. You don't
he
know.
He doesn't want that. Nobody else does, too. Another awesome stop. I'm like a goalie. Save!
Kick save!
Kick sperm up their pants! I'm saving idiots from having children. And that, my friends, is the ultimate dream.
You got your balls chopped up a bit.
Oh, Lord, did I.
The vasectomy.
Yes, sir.
How painful was it?
Here's the thing. Your anxiety and your vulnerability as a man outweigh the surgery by a billion. I went in with nothing wrong with me, voluntarily sat on a table with my balls out through this weird little ball glory hole of paper, while a little Asian guy pulled on my balls, put two needles in there, shot them up full of fluid, poked a hole in and chopped them up from the inside.
Yeah.
Now, I volunteered for that. And I said, so you can understand a man's trepidation going into this, because we've never had to go, like, we don't go get our balls toyed with a lot.
On a regular basis.
On a regular basis, yeah. Unless it's sexual. We don't really, so this is kind of awkward. It's a vulnerability that will never go away. Now, if I went back again in a month, like, let's say it doesn't take, I would still be as anxious and weird about having my balls out and needles going in as I was knowing now what's going to happen.
The videos, though, as soon as I read that, like, the actual procedure was going to be in there, yeah. I stopped watching. I can't watch stuff like that. Like, when Larry brought in his toe video,
that
was a while ago, but I had trouble watching it. I had to, like, leave.
You don't like the needle or you don't like the actual procedure?
The cutting and the thing.
I can handle everything but needles. And the needle is the worst part of the vasectomy by far. Now, for me, the recovery's been aces. I've had no problems.
That's good.
No pain.
When are you back up and running?
Well,
how long does it take to fully heal and you can...
Depend on fucking?
Yeah.
7 days after you're allowed to start.
7 days after?
But I'm going
to
wait like
you're
nine.
Allowed to start thinking about it?
Well, you can do it, but I don't want to have a rupture or anything. The next jack's going to be really... There's going to be a lot of...
stuff.
I'm be worried. Well, there's going to be a lot of stuff, too, because it's a full... I don't think I've gone... Since I'm 11 years old, I don't think I've gone more than 5 days without... I don't even know, five might be pushing it. I would imagine 3 days is about as far as I've ever gone since
you figured it out.
Yeah, since the first few things.
Well, I know you tried to post the videos of the things and they were taken down.
Yeah, because the internet comments don't get shut down, but a medical procedure is way too much for precious Johnny's eyes to take a gander at accidentally.
Was that like a thing where you got a bunch of
were people
saying in the comments, like, this is disgusting, I'm reporting you?
Everything I wrote in the description was like, look, this is a procedure of a vasectomy. My balls are in this. It's medical. It's not sexual or gratuitous or weird or jokey. And all the comments were like, oh, my God, you know, I'm a little less nervous than I was. Thanks for posting that. Or women saying, I got to show this to my husband. This is so great that you did this. Like it opened the discussion. And some guys were like, I could never do it. That's horrible. But it opened the discussion, and adults could handle that discussion. But somewhere along the line, somebody turned it in. So
was that why you did it? Did you just sort of give people an idea of how it works, or
that
just
and
wanted to?
Yeah, I guess that was like the main reason was like, let's just see what this is like.
Is it reversible?
No,
it's not.
It is not.
I thought vasectomies were reversible.
No, you burn up the tubes.
Hot damn.
I will never have children. And my only advice to anybody who's getting one is talk to your wife first about the possibility of freezing up some of your juice beforehand.
Just in case.
In case you die. Because that evidently is a thing on Megan's mind. Like if I die early, she wants some seed to put inside her so she can grow another me or something. Or
nice.
Have a piece of me. I think that's weird for the next guy you go out with.
Would
you date a girl? It's like, oh my God, she's great. She's got a kid. Her husband died. And then you find out later, oh, she made the kid after he died.
With frozen sperm.
With frozen sperm because she wanted a piece of him hanging around. I'd be like, no, she's nuts.
It's kind of weird. It's kind of sweet, though.
It's sweet, but it's also strange.
Yeah. So you got frozen sperm.
No. Well, I still have good ones left. So next time I jizz, I might throw it in a cup and toss it in the old GE. But we never do that with women. Like, oh, if you died, could I keep your eggs and make a baby? Like, oh,
let's
God, it's the worst
there.
Nightmare ever for a man to think I'll make a kid out of that. I don't want to be alone and raise a child. But if you want one, I highly recommend it. Or watch Intervention. Like, 3 episodes of Intervention in a row will make it so you're like, we shouldn't have these.
You're listening to HMS All Access on Podcast 1.
It's time for another edition of This Week in HMS History when we turn back the clocks and find a clip from years ago. This week, we go back to 2008, when the guys answered phone calls with clips of Chris Hansen from To Catch a Predator.
How are you, sir?
Good, how's it going? Is this a radio station?
Yeah.
Oh, hey, I had a COVID story for you.
Yeah?
Yeah. 6 months after he got acquitted in Phoenix, or Denver, of that girl?
No.
Yeah. I got a story here.
Yeah?
Well, who's this?
I am Chris Hansen.
Yeah, right. Are you?
Yeah.
Well, anyway.
Yes.
I have a story.
I don't do guys, but if you want to, you can
do me. He got acquitted for that girl in Colorado. He picked up 2 girls at Hooters on Colorado Boulevard.
Not really.
Yeah, I swear to God, yeah.
No.
Yeah.
So you want this old guy doing you in your house, on your bed, or wherever?
I'm talking about Kobe Bryant with 2 girls.
Am I wrong to think that?
Huh?
Am I wrong to think that?
Wow, what a trip.
So how can I help you?
I couldn't love more when they get into conversations with him.
That was argument.
It was arguing with Chris Hansen. I don't know why that entertains me so much. That's my life now.
No, not with you. I'm talking about Kobe Bryant.
But he thought that his story was so unclear that the guy on the other line thought he wanted Kobe Bryant to bang it.
No, not me. I'm talking about Kobe.
How are you, sir?
Hello?
How are you, sir?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
Yeah. Yeah.
Strong number?
Yeah.
Hello?
How are you, sir?
I'm doing good. Is this 98 KPD?
Yeah.
I have a recommendation for your Valentine's Day outfit for your wife.
Yeah.
Shave a heart into your chest hair and wear candy underpants, man.
Do you have any body hair?
Well, sorry.
Yep, I knew it. You're a horny little 13-year-old girl.
No.
Do you shave down there?
No.
So would you like to watch a movie with me with your hand down my pants?
Neither one.
Oh, I don't do guys, but if you want to, you can do me. I can't control my horny level. I cannot believe that I'm actually thinking about masturbating. I want to wrestle you so freaking bad.
That's making me nervous.
Would you like to take me in your mouth?
No.
Yeah?
No.
Yeah?
Okay.
You want me to teach you sex?
No.
your mouth, your nipples, down between your legs, too.
Is this an Asian massage parlor?
Yeah.
Hi.
How are you tonight?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you tonight?
Yeah. Or just no pants. We could just be naked all day.
Okay. Happy Valentine's Day, Chris Hansen.
By the way, why wouldn't I want to see you and taste your beautiful penis?
Jesus.
I am Chris Hansen with Dateline NBC, and we're doing a story on computer predators.
Beautiful work, Chris. Beautiful work. Chris Hansen answering our phones in the back. Very impressive.
Had a good conversation
nice
there.
Nice conversation going with that.
It's good we can get in on this chomo hunting
yeah,
thing,
exactly.
Finally.
Because when they hang up, we know, caller ID them, and they're chomos. It's ridiculously stupid fun to do. I suggest you do it at home. Hook your computer up immediately to a phone, and then just make it happen.
Listening to HMS All Access on Podcast One.
People with time machines are a lot like people who think they've been reincarnated. Nobody was ever fucking Joe Davis, locksmith of the 1300s. There's always somebody, oh, I was Lincoln, or I was, you know, fuck you. I think his name is Nate Bergatz. He's a comedian who said that if he went back in time to like the 20s, he'd be in worse shape than he is today. Because he's like, I'd be in the 20s and I'd probably be a waiter or something because people would be like, wow, look at this. The telephone isn't amazing. And be like, oh, in the future where I'm from, you don't need cords or anything, and it has this internet, and all the information in the world is in it. And the guy would say, how does it work? I don't know. You would have no chance.
You couldn't even build it.
You couldn't build it. You couldn't tell right. people how to build it. You couldn't even, like, blueprint out what it does. You wouldn't have any ability to go back and take the shit you know and, like, implement it in the time because you're the only mm-hmm. one, and I have yeah. no ability to do
I
that.
Can't put together a computer.
Yeah, I agree with that. I would actually do worse in the 1920s trying to make ends meet than I do today.
Well, if you could just remember sports scores.
But then if you're standing in there and like, is this the one that Lewis wins? Is this the
oh, no.
Fuck. What are you betting on?
God, what year was that?
You don't know.
That's pre-Yankees, right?
You'd have to study up on all of your sports
but
scores.
But you couldn't. You don't know where you're going.
Well, you don't? I thought
no,
this thing.
No, no, no.
Well, then how am I going to go back to exactly the point?
You've got a flux capacitor.
You got a time yeah. machine, and it's like, look, you're going to go back somewhere between. We can't control its landing. It's no-go-ho is going to be like wherever it lands. And you land in 1922. What the fuck are you betting?
I'd say time out. Let me study up before
no.
I hop
They're
in
like,
that
no,
thing. It's got to go now. Okay.
Go back in time, and you're like, fuck, I'd make a killing gambling, and I'd invent shit. You don't know anything. You're an idiot. Go back to 1922 and tell me how you make fucking money.
I feel like there's got to be something
Nothing.
That I could do to make money.
It should pop in your head immediately with all the technologies.
Velcro? Was Velcro out then?
Invented. How is it? Know. What is it? You can tell me what it is, but you have no idea what the fuck the fabric is and materials. Nothing.
Gatorade seems kind of easy.
Does it? What's Gatorade?
Electrolytes.
Yeah, where do you get those?
maybe you just start a restaurant and start, like, cooking food that, like,
I
they aren't used to or something.
And both you cunts and me included, within the first 2 days, we'll be selling that time machine. Fuck it. I'm selling the time machine. Which means time machines are pointless in the first place. Because somebody from the future coming back here, unless it's a genius scientist, it could be because he invented a time machine, comes back and shows us all the technology. The only thing you could do is sell the time machine.
Yeah, you can make great predictions.
And then still,
yeah,
you'd gone before they came true.
Yeah, that's true.
In 1927, I am positive the Yankees will win. Oh, yeah, fucking Yankees win every year. Do they this year? How the fuck do we know? God damn it.
That's all I got is sports.
That's it.
I couldn't make any of
it. The only other way, like, unless you wanted to, like, grab, like, a normal everyday job and just make money that way, like, the only other way to make big money would be to rob people, right?
To make big money, and you wouldn't even know where to go for that. You would be so fucked.
You'd join a gang and be killed in like 6 months.
I guess you never really think about that because you think
you'd
just go back.
That thing. I am Future Man.
Yeah.
I'm from the future. I come from the year 2017, nearly 100 years from now. Who's the president in 1922? I do not know. That is something you will have to make Future Man aware of.
You have to be really historically studied up before you go to this time machine.
Right, but let's just say a guy plucks you out of you're like at the mall. It's like, holy
we gotta go now.
Shit, we're going right now. Holy, okay, I'm in. This is awesome. Hey, fuck.
We have no skills.
None. Zero. And that's true of everybody. Don't feel bad. Because there isn't a fucking soul in this building that can go back and help anybody.
That's it for this episode of HMS All Access. If you have a question for What Would Eric Do, you can email charlie@98kupd.com and have your question read on next week's episode. For everything else Holmberg's Morning Sickness and other podcasts, you can visit podcastone.com or download the Podcast One app. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to HHMS All Access on Podcast One.